Now for the sunny side of sports with the mighty, mighty Douglas Mpuga sitting in for Sonny Young. Happy Monday, Douglas.
Happy Monday, Kim.
What's on tap today?
Well, Kim, we shall kick off with athletics tonight.
Okay.
Thank you very much. The IAAF president, Sebastian Coe, has today announced to IAAF member federations full details concerning the federation's Olympic athletics dividend. The fund will offer $25,000 every year to each national federation to assist their development. Athletics' premier position in the Olympic movement secures the IAAF the largest proportion of the revenues which the International Olympic Committee distributes to the international federations who govern the 28 sports within the Summer Olympic Games. Coe said this fund will be financed on a total of about $22 million over a four-year period, which represents approximately half of the dividend received by the IAAF from the IOC. It's meant to assist member federations in designing and implementing structured and sustainable projects to develop athletics in their countries. The idea of this dividend is to help fund projects such as those involving construction, refurbishment or maintenance of facilities, purchase of or hire of equipment, preparation and training of athletes, coaches and team officials, including travel support, staging of national and regional competitions, and the delivery of development and talent identification programs in schools and clubs. This is the Sunny Side of Sports coming to you live from Washington. Now, let's go to Johannesburg, South Africa, and join Daybreak Africa's Marco Uma, who begins with women football.
Zimbabwe and South Africa have qualified to represent Africa in women's football at the 2016 Rio de Janeiro Olympics in Brazil. South Africa edged their hosts Equatorial Guinea 1-0 in Bata on Sunday in the return leg of their qualifier to carry the day on a 1-0 aggregate. Hosts Zimbabwe pipped Cameroon 1-0 in Harare on Sunday. With the two sides deadlocked at 2-2 on aggregate, Zimbabwe prevailed on their away goal advantage. In athletics, Kenyans Bernard Kipyego and Joyce Chepkurui triumphed in the men's and women's races at the TCS Amsterdam Marathon in the Netherlands on Sunday. Kipyego retained his title with a winning time of 2 hours 6 minutes and 19 seconds as Chepkurui completed the women's race in 2 hours 24 minutes and 11 seconds. In cricket, Uganda bounced back to beat Papua New Guinea by 9 wickets at the ICC Under-19 Cricket World Cup qualifier in Kinara, Malaysia on Sunday. Early on Saturday, they lost by 171 runs to Nepal, and on Friday they fell by 6 wickets to the United States of America. Today, Monday, Uganda play Ireland in their last round-robin encounter. Finally, South Africa fought hard to come from behind to edge Wales 23-19 in a Rugby World Cup quarterfinals played in London, England on Saturday.
Mark Homer reporting from Johannesburg, South Africa. Thanks, Mark.
Voice of America's news, talk and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup live, anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com. VOA!
I encourage our VOA listeners with internet access to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America!
The 2015 Under-17 FIFA World Cup kicked off in Chile over the weekend. Nightline Africa's Shegun on the Delta DMA in Lagos has the details.
The 16th edition of the two-yearly tournament started off on Saturday and will run through November 8th. Four African representatives are among the 24 teams featuring in the Under-17 World Cup. They are defending champion Nigeria, Guinea, Mali, and South Africa. On the opening day, two African teams, Nigeria and Guinea, tasted action, and the outcome was not bad. Nigeria started the defense of his title on a good note when it defeated the United States 2-0. Chukwu Diago grabbed the opener in the 58th minute, while Victor Osimhen completed his scoring 11 minutes later. Nigeria is on top of Group A on 3 points, followed by Croatia and Chile on 1 point each way. In the second match of the day involving an African team, Guinea managed to salvage a point when it played 1-1 with England in Group B. England took the lead in the 61st minute, and it was not until 15 minutes later that Guinea drew level, thanks to Nabi Bangura. Mali will test action later today, Sunday, when it takes on Belgium in Group D's opening game. Africa's number 4 team, South Africa, will be in action on Monday against Costa Rica in Group E. In more football news, the first round of the African qualifiers for the 2018 FIFA World Cup has been concluded. The qualifiers include Niger, a 6-0 aggregate winner over Somalia, Mauritania, which scored an aggregate 5-1 win over South Sudan, Namibia, a 3-2 aggregate winner over Gambia, Ethiopia, which won 3-1 on aggregate over Sao Tome and Principe, Chad, which defeated Sierra Leone on the away goal rule after the two teams deadlocked 2-2 on aggregate, and Comoros, also a winner on the away goal rule after an aggregate 1-1 deadlock against Lesotho. Others are Swaziland, Botswana, Burundi, Liberia, Madagascar, Kenya, and Tanzania. The 13 teams will join the 27 that drew a bye into the second round, making a total of 40 teams. Staying with football, the first leg of the final qualifying matches for the 2016 African Nations Championships. In Zone West B, Nigeria defeated visiting Burkina Faso 2-0 in the southern oil city of Port Harcourt, while host Niger beat Togo by the same scoreline in the capital city of Niamey. Both matches were played on Saturday. The return leg will be played in Ouagadougou next week, with the overall winner picking the tickets to the tournament finals in Rwanda next year. Let's remind our listeners that the African Nations Championship is for players in the continent's domestic leagues. Meanwhile, Burkina Faso's coach Traore Drissa has blamed his team for the loss to Nigeria. Here is Traore speaking through an interpreter after the match.
Bon, mon impression, je pense que nous avons joué un match.
He says that his first impression was that they played the match and they made the match so easy for Nigeria. At a point in the game, their team suffered loss of concentration and that gifted the match to Nigeria. He says even the first goal, you could clearly see that it wasn't really because the Super Eagles were playing very well, but it was simply because of miscommunication and lack of concentration in his team that gifted the goal, because we had 3 defenders against 2 strikers, but they still succeeded in scoring.
That was Burkina Faso's coach Traore Drissa. Many thanks to reporter Tony Tamuno in Port Harcourt. And in the Central East zone of the Nations Championship qualifiers, also on Saturday, Uganda defeated Sudan 2-0, while Burundi beat Ethiopia by the same goal margin. 16 teams, including host Rwanda, which is an automatic qualifier, will feature in the final of the 2016 African Nations Championship, which will be the 4th edition. Libya won the 2014 edition of the tournament, which was hosted by South Africa. Finally, World Soccer's governing body, FIFA, says the organization is still working well in operational terms, despite the 90-day suspension of President Sepp Blatter. FIFA's acting Secretary General, Marcus Kuttner, made the pronouncement in a statement on Thursday. Issa Hayatou, who is interim FIFA president, agrees with Kuttner, saying the world body remains focused on its reform process and the forthcoming presidential election. Thanks a lot for listening. I'm Segun Adeyemi in Lagos.
You better run, you better run.
And just before we go, in tennis, Novak Djokovic underlined his position as world number one with a dominant display to beat Joe Wilfried Tsonga in the final of the Shanghai Masters. The serve was too good for his French opponent, winning 6-2, 6-4 in 78 minutes at the Zhengzhong Stadium. It's the 28-year-old's ninth title of a season in which he has also won three of the four Grand Slams. Djokovic, who has won his last 22 sets, is unbeaten in 17 matches, dating back to the start of the U.S. Open. He has now 25 Masters titles, one more than Swiss Roger Federer, and two fewer than record holder Rafael Nadal of Spain. Djokovic now has 14,285 points in the 2015 race to London, 6,415 more than the second-placed Andy Murray, who he beat in the last four in Shanghai. In Sunday's final of the Tianjin Open, second seed Agnieszka Radwańska of Poland beat Montenegrin Danka Kozakovic 6-1, 6-2. And that's it for this edition of the Sunnyside of Sports. I'm Douglas Impuga. Now back to you, Kim.
Thank you, Douglas. And listen to the Sunnyside of Sports Monday through Friday at 1631 UTC and 1831 UTC. And on Fridays, Sunny has an expanded half-hour edition of the Sunnyside of Sports at 1730 hours UTC, right here on the Voice of America.
Coming up.